Pepo Royale. Pepo is royal.
It's all about royalty.
The trans people are that royal.
Remember, we are loyal.
Nothing for us without us.
This is about us.
Love us just the way we are.
This is who we are.
We love who we are.
This is the time to speak.
This is the time to be heard.
Time for trans people to be heard.
This is Pepo Royale.
Hi, I'm Tanaka and you are listening to the Pepo Royale podcast. On this platform, we amplify trans voices by sharing some real life experiences encountered by the transgender community in Zimbabwe. Have you ever been denied something that you want so badly? Yeah? You remember how that felt like? Now imagine being denied something that you need by merely of how you look like. Now that's the story of Richard, a trans man from Harare, who was denied an employment opportunity because of appearance or gender expression. Regardless of how qualified for the job Richard was, the employer was unfair and unprofessional. Listen to the story.
My name is Richard. I'm a trans man. My life journey as a trans man was a mixture of both the good and the bad. I'm going to share a story about how I was denied of an opportunity to get a job because of how I look and how I dress. I grew up in a family where my parents were not very strict about how I dressed. They did not penalize me for dressing the way I liked to dress or expressing myself, because I always used to wear boyish clothes and I used to like them. I only used to wear dresses during Christmas. This was something that I would do, but if I had my way, I would bought myself a pair of trousers for Christmas. But it was a culture in our family that during Christmas everyone wears, me and my sister would be wearing beautiful dresses. It never used to bother me because this is something that I know would happen once in a while. As I grew older, I became very uncomfortable in some clothing like dresses. I would not know how to walk in certain feminine clothes. Wearing masculine like clothing was easier, more comfortable, and spoke to who I really was. So I would wear uniforms. At school, in my high school days, I would wear a dress. I was a prefect. I would wear a prefect's uniform. Very beautiful uniform with some pleats on it. And I would actually be given the task to monitor others, pupils who wore their uniform differently. But deep down inside, I knew that if I could have my way, I'd be wearing those slacks that the boys would be wearing. I'd be wearing those trousers. Fast forward to when I had finished my high school education and I was looking for a job. There was a job advert that I saw on social media. One of the big fast food companies in Zimbabwe was recruiting a large number of caterers, chefs, bartenders, and the like. And I thought, wow, I think with my qualifications, this would be a good fit for me. At that moment, I was still growing. I had a larger, bigger career prospects, but this was what I thought I needed to do so that I could make enough money to extend my educational qualifications. So I applied and they fortunately called me for an interview. I was excited, you know, with the economy of Zimbabwe. I remember this was 2013 and it was one morning. I woke up, I checked my emails as I would do religiously in hopes that one of the many employers that I had written to would reply me. And this was great news. This fast food company called me for an interview. They replied my application. They said, after viewing your application, we think you might be fit to go to the next round of the applications. I told my parents and they were excited about it. I dressed up in the best clothes that I could get at that time. Tried looking as professional as I can. In my slick and long-sleeved blouse and some formal pumps. This I thought would make me befitting to be a waitress. Arrived at the place, the offices, where there were about 20 more people being interviewed. I was called, my turn had come, I was called. As I walked into the room, I had to walk for about 3 meters from the door to the seat that I was sitting. I do not know why I felt this way, but I felt my heart beat fast. I told myself, no, it is just anxiety, relax, relax. And I tried to relax myself. And I sat down for the interview. I responded to the questions. And 15 minutes later, I was out. As I walked out of the building, one of the ladies who worked for the company already, who was outside talking to some of the girls who already worked for the company, saw me walking by and she stared at me and I stared back. And then she said, hi. I said, hi, how are you? She said, did you come for the interview? How was it? And I said, it was okay. I hope I get the job. Then she says to me, but do you know that for this kind of job, you have to dress and look different than you are doing right now. My heart sank. At that very moment, reality struck. It dawned on me that there are certain opportunities out there that are already not presented to people who identify as trans men just because of how they look and how they dress. I asked her, I said, pardon, madam? And she said, yes. You need to wear skirts and you also need to walk in a certain way. I saw you walking and here we provide etiquette lessons and show people how to walk in a ladylike manner. I could not respond further. I just looked at her, I looked the other way, and I walked away. I told myself, regardless of the outcome, this place has already told me that it is not for me. I do not understand how me being a trans man and me presenting the way that I present is regarded as lack of etiquette. I was trained, I was groomed back in school, and I believe that I have etiquette, but I'm just different. I'm a trans man, and I cannot walk the way that they expect me. It hurt me to realize that majority of the trans men and trans women and trans identifying individuals and gender non-confirming individuals in this country are going through the same thing daily. Opportunities are being taken away from us because of who we are, because of how we look. This is painful. My place as a trans man is not just in humanitarian work. I want to also be in the corporate arena. I want to also be an entrepreneur. I want to also get into the mining industry. I want to also be in government. I want to run for public office. But how do I penetrate those areas if everyone in those areas think I don't belong because I'm different? However, this experience also inspires me. It inspired me to work harder. It inspired me to one day become an employer who will not be segregating or discriminating people based on their sexual orientation or gender identity.
Richard's story confirms the alarming statistics that were released recently by Transma Trust in partnership with RIFSL on trans inclusion in the development framework of Zimbabwe. The study showed that over 80% of transgender people find it very difficult to get employed. Some also have reported being sabotaged and blackmailed at work because of being transgender. Some have lost a job due to bias, and others have experienced some form of harassment and even physical and sexual violation on the job. What is worse is that some trans persons we spoke to said they will not report some of these issues to the human resources in fear of losing employment. They feel the employer is doing them a favor by employing them, even though they are qualified like others. It's not a good feeling. On that note, we would like to give a special mention to our partners for supporting the production of this podcast: the Other Foundation, Frida Fund, Children's Radio Foundation, Love Alliance, and Transma Trust. Don't forget to follow us and to contact us on our social media platforms, on Facebook and on Instagram. We are at People Royal Podcast. I'm your host, Tanaka. I will leave you listening to an audio diary from Peace, a gender non-conforming person, bemoaning the inequalities in employment in the mainstream spheres. Thank you for listening.
Up and down from dusk to dawn, and vice versa, I toil. If I was a seller, my products could have met the headlines, because in abundance I strive. As they say, just be you, girl. I have been, but it seems all is vanity. My mind and my emotions are at war every second, as I fail to get a place in the mainstream. I thought I had gained freedom of self-expression, but well, it's all a scam. The only way I can freely express myself is only when I'm hallucinating in my own fantasy land. I can't be employed in the mainstream sector just because I am a trans. It's either I act the script or I am the script. Like a nomad, I move each day in search of greener pastures. And Sometimes it seems like the universe is aligning in my favor. But right through that moment, it suddenly shifts as I grow. I thought having the best grades could give me that security. But to my surprise, my sexuality has overrooted all. My capabilities have been underestimated due to my identity, thus being a trans. They look at me and all they ever think of is the taboo they see through my existence. I have tried. I am still trying and will keep on trying. Maybe one day.